Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret. Today we're in the Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 1. So open your Bible, if you can, to the Song of Solomon, chapter 7. We will cover the 7th chapter today. And remember also that you can study the entire Bible with me anytime you want to. Genesis through Revelation, 4 complete series going verse by verse through all of the Bible, and it's all archived at thebibleversebyverse.com. Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Song of Solomon 7, 1. How beautiful are thy feet with shoes, O prince's daughter. The joints of thy thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of a skillful workman. Thy navel is like a round goblet, which wanteth not liquor. Thy belly is like a heap of wheat set about with lilies. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins. Thy neck is as the tower of ivory. Thine eyes like the fish pools in Heshbon by the gate of Beth Ribbon. Thy nose is as the tower of Lebanon, which looketh toward Damascus. Thine head upon thee is like Carmel, and the hair of thine head like purple. The king is held in its galleries. And these things may sound very strange to us, as I have mentioned before in this book. The language used is probably something that, you know, we would take more as an insult than a compliment. But the fact is, in that day and age, he is admiring her, and she knew it. He is admiring her beauty, her legs, even her ankles, and he just can't get over her. And keep in mind that the man in this story is King Solomon. King Solomon could have had anything that he wanted, and in fact, he did have everything that he wanted. If you read the book of Ecclesiastes, it's an account of how he wanted something, he just bought it, or he took it. He imported beautiful treasures from all over the world. He had more silver and gold and precious stones than any other king that Israel ever had. But the beauty of this woman that he loved impressed him more than all of those things combined. He found his greatest treasure right here. She was truly his pearl of great price. And Jesus is the pearl of great price according to the New Testament. Our relationship with Jesus should be and will be more valuable to us and more beautiful to us than anything that the world can possibly offer. In fact, the Bible teaches that the joy that we receive from fellowshipping with our God and our Savior is more than the combination of all the joy that all the things of the world could possibly provide for them. Verse 6. How fair and how pleasant art thou, O love, for delights. This thy stature is like a palm tree, and thy breast to clusters of grapes. I said, I will go up to the palm tree. I will take hold of the boughs thereof. Now also thy breast shall be as clusters of the vine, and the smell of thy nose like apples, and the roof of thy mouth like the best wine for my beloved, that goeth down sweetly, causing the lips of those that are asleep to speak. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. No one can possibly dissect these verses without destroying them. just as they are. They are poetic, flowery language depicting the love that these two people have for each other. 11. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field. Let us lodge in the villages. Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vine flourisheth, whether the tender grape appear and the pomegranates bud forth. There will I give thee my loves. So their love is strong, and they want to express it in the physical act, and the fruit of that act will be one who is a part of each one of them. 13. The mandrakes give a smell, and at our gates are all manner of pleasant fruits, new and old, which I have laid up for thee, O my beloved. She said she has many gifts for the man that she loves. She wants to please him. She lives to make him happy and to prove how valuable he is to her. Next time we will conclude the Song of Solomon. In the meantime, if you would like to be a part of this ministry, pray for me and God's Word and click the donate button at the top of the front page at thebibleversebyverse.com and prayerfully give as the Lord may lead. See you next time, Solomon chapter 8. So long, everyone.